It's time to get real on the Reality Camp with your host, Stacy Canfield.
Hey, everybody. I'm Stacy Canfield. Welcome to the Reality Camp. We're going to have such a great show. I'm so excited. I know. Trains are crashing. Banks are crashing. Economies are crashing. Illegal aliens are running crazy. But on this show, we're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about the issues that are it's just going to make you a better person. You're just going to be the entertaining guy at the water cooler or girl at the water cooler. If you watch The Reality Camp on the Bright Eon Network, you're the one that makes your mother's eyes sparkle. Makes her so happy whenever she hears from you. Every time she calls. So stick around. You're going to love the show. You're going to be a better person. And we'll be right back after this quick message.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightEonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightEonMetals.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrightEonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrightEonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, BrightEon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrightEonStore.com today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Reality Camp. I'm your host, Stacy Camp. And once again, here on the Bright Eon Radio and TV Network, such a good time we're going to have today. Man, I don't know where to start. We got so many cool news. Well, not cool news stories. Interesting news stories. Stories that make you go, wait a second. Something's up with this. And I'm going to start off a little bit. And I'm going to tell you a little bit. Probably right after the show ended last week, I started doing a little bit of prep. And I said, boy, this is the Ides of March show, the big show, the 15th. We record on the 15th. You see it on the 16th. The show is going to be rock star good. I know it's going to be awesome. Because just like Julius Caesar, this show is surrounded by all of their friends at the end. So hopefully it'll all turn out good. But we started talking about this show last week. We started hearing whispers from some of our friends. Hey, something's going on with the banks. Be ready. Stuff's going on with banks. And I watched a couple different videos. A couple friends sent me some things, some videos on, hey, watch out what's happening. Some of these banks are going to start collapsing. And you start saying, well, come on. Collapse? Really? I mean, FDIC has got all insured. Everything's going to be good. But sure enough, literally within a few days, we had our very first bank, well, I guess not the very first bank collapse because there have been other bank collapses before, but this was literally a run on a bank. Silicon Valley Bank was the first one. Now, if you don't know much about Silicon Valley Bank, it's a roller's bank. It's the rich of the rich. These are the, when you talk about the evil 1%, the terrible 1 or 2%, all those super rich people that you always hear Joe Biden talk about, I'm really going to stick it to those guys. You know where they keep their bank? They're Silicon Valley Bank. Those are venture capitalist bank. It's a venture capitalist bank, mostly dealing with high-tech stocks, high-tech government, or high-tech entities that do a lot of work with government. The money they have in there is not, most banks, you're covered by up to $250,000. If you put up to $250,000, you're going to get your money back. If something goes wrong, the bank collapses. Silicon Valley Bank is not there for the mom and pop. Silicon Valley Bank is not there for the little coffee shop. Silicon Valley Bank is not there for the little small engine repair place. It's not the place where you go get your home loan. Silicon Valley Bank is for venture capitalists, people who are starting huge startups, think Uber, Lyft, things along those sides, big tech industry businesses that are just starting off huge and doing big things and then pumping the money back into the bank. Well, when you are the size of a, say, a Lyft or somebody like that, and you've got not $250,000 in the bank, you've got $250 million in the bank or $25 million in the bank or a huge, huge, huge chunk of change. There's an old saying, when you owe the bank $250,000, the bank owns you. When the bank has $250 million of yours, you own the bank. And that's sort of what's happening now because Joe, despite all this, I'm going to stick it to the 1%. I'm really going to make those guys pay. Well, when this bank collapsed because of a lot of people started making some risky investments, guess what? Joe came to the rescue. But there was a run, and it really started with a couple people saying, we need to get out. I'm not sure. I think we have some video footage of what actually happened at the beginning. Let's go to that video.
What do you mean the bank is out of money?
Insolvent? You only have enough cash for the next three customers?
Hey, what's the just a second here. No, I don't have your money here. It's in Bill's house and Fred's house.
Hey, what the hell are you doing with my money in your house, Fred?
Yeah, they had a bad run. A lot of people started getting out. And actually, the people who were getting out were a lot of the executives of Silicon Valley Bank. They were actually handed out all their money. All their bonuses went out the day before they were shut down by regulators. Now, did Janet Yellen or one of those top brass say, hey, we're about to shut you guys down. You might want to pay out your bonuses. Things are going to start happening. Take your money out of the bank so you don't get caught in this. Because a lot of the big players, that's what happened. The big players said, something's about to happen. Take your money out of SVT, Silicon Valley Bank. And they did. And that created a run because people started saying, wait, something's going on. But it was the little guys that are going to take it in the shorts. It's not the big guys. The big guys got their money back. Biden made sure all those super rich, uber wealthy people got their money back. When things like this happen to the regular people, I think it's sort of a different situation. Let's go to that video.
Really have to do this, Dad?
Stan, now more than ever, you need to understand the importance of saving money.
But Grandma said I could use this money to buy whatever I want.
Okay, next, please.
Go on, Stanley.
How can I help you, young man?
I got a $100 check from my grandma, and my dad said I need to put it in the bank so it can grow over the years.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
What?
It's gone. It's all gone.
What's all gone?
The money in your account. It didn't do too well. It's gone.
What do you mean? I have $100.
Not anymore, you don't. Poof.
Well, what can I do to get back
I'm sorry, sir, but this line is for bank members only.
You know, when it's the big banks, they get the bailouts. It's not like, hey, you made a mistake. You were doing fractional reserve. Okay. Fractional reserve lending and stuff. If you start talking about fractional lending and stuff like that, a lot of people's eyes glass over. I'll tell you briefly what it is. It's the amount of money you lend versus how much money you actually have. And they've changed the rules and changed the regulations to say you could lend out more money than you have in because you're theoretically hopefully going to make it back. It's risky. It's more or less betting on your paycheck that you haven't got yet. And that's sort of what has started this run because everybody started saying, I don't think some of these things are going to come through. People started bailing out. The people who get the bailouts are the top 2%, of course. Joe Biden's key people, not the people he always talks about, but the people he's always helping out. Now, everybody seems to get the bailout. When it's Ukraine, they get the bailout. We bail them out. We don't. When it's the UN, we bail them out. When it's NATO, we bail it out. We fund all this stuff. It's the USA always laying out the money. Oh, we're going to bail everybody out. When it's foreign countries going through problems, we bail them out. When their other people or socialist countries are flopped and failed, we bail them out. The only people who aren't getting the bailout are the people who are paying the actual bill. And that's the American citizen. We're the ones actually having to pay the bills. And not only that, we're having to pay for the 87,000 more IRS agents that Joe's getting to make sure that we pay our bills. And we make sure he's right on top of us, pushing us down, making sure that we have to pay that money, pay every last little penny, so he can ship it off to overseas to God knows where and to do no God knows what. You know, when we start saying, hey, we need, Donald Trump famously said, we need to build the wall. We need to build it. It's not going to cost us. The wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Oh! It was a couple billion dollars, $6 million. It's nothing compared to what they have spent or what they have spent not only in Ukraine, but in the Middle East, building walls in the Middle East. In the Middle East, we can't build our own walls, but we're paying for walls to be built in foreign countries. We're paying for security in foreign countries. And meanwhile, what's going on in our country?
This has blown my mind coming down to these regions and hearing it from everybody.
Because we're in a crisis mode down here.
10 high-speed chases a day.
He's flying.
What are we doing, 130?
Yeah.
There's no rules.
So how many containers in total?
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands of containers out here.
The neighborhood right behind us here is where they fled to.
You can get one car caught, divert all the law enforcement resources, and they get 9 through. That's called business.
You see the wall here, this 31-foot?
That was President Obama.
They're recruited through social media.
And it could be some 13-year-old from Phoenix making 10 grand a run.
Yep.
They're double stacked to secure it. The federal government sued the state.
Aren't we part of America too? The smugglers drive down this highway south to the border.
There's nothing humane about that.
Nothing. Yeah.
$1,000, $1,500 just to enter the region.
How hard are the cartels laughing right now, sitting back with some popcorn?
And I say this all the time. Their best friend is in Washington, D.C. And that's a horrible thing to say.
They're demoralized, huh?
They're demoralized, they're frustrated, and they're insulted.
Who is talking about border security right now?
Nobody.
I've been here 38 and a half years. This is the worst I've seen.
Thousands of illegal aliens are crashing across our border gates now, really just overwhelming it, crushing through, running through, speeding through, driving around, walking around, doing everything they can just to get into the country because there's really nothing the president's doing no matter what my mom used to have a saying, if the lips are moving, they're lying sometimes. When you look at certain politicians, Joe Biden, cringe Jean-Pierre, if their lips are moving, literally whatever they're saying is probably about the exact opposite of the truth. There's an old saying, if Democrats ran on what they actually believed, they'd never get elected because no one would vote for them because their ideas are failures. Their ideas don't work. But people, they never run on that. They run on something completely different. They run on things that aren't what they truly believe or what they actually are going to actually do once they're in office. But they'll take credit for stuff. I saw this video just reminded me of Joe Biden claiming his latest victory on medical costs. Let's roll that video.
Called on the prescription drug companies to bring down the price of insulin to $35 to everyone, not just seniors. And today, Eli Lilly, the largest manufacturer of insulin in the United States of America, agreed to do just that. $35.
For hundreds and thousands of seniors enrolled in Medicare, that's a big deal. Participating plans will cap costs at just $35 a month per type of insulin, and some plans may offer it free. The press won't even cover it, but they'll cover things that are unimportant.
So there you have it. I mean, they're obviously taking credit for what other people have done, but obviously, like I said, if they ran on what they actually believed or what they, if they actually did what they actually said they're going to do, it'd be a whole different world. They don't run on that. They run on, oh, we're not this, we're not that. All this stuff is all a big lie, and what they're saying about us is terrible, and they're just a bunch of liars, and don't believe anything they say because everything they say is just making it up. It's all poppycock. None of it's never going to happen. Either it's not going to happen, or they'd never do that, or we've been very clear that we're not on that side of that issue. And I think we have Joe Biden proving that point perfectly.
The world's going to Hades in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law. The Defense of Marriage Act, where we've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here? And
so that's where we are, really, folks. Honestly, they just take one issue, transfer it to another, spin it one way or however they can to get out of the limelight, change the story, change the topic. Some of the actual stuff that's been coming out now, it's literally just one after the other. I mean, literally, you're seeing news stories breaking quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. Why? Because their lies are being found out faster and faster and faster and faster and faster and faster. It's tough. It's tough to stay at the head of the lie media. It's tough to keep up with it. But I mean, we've went from train crashes to, you know, I mean, folks, this really all started out. I think a lot of this started happening when the COVID stuff started to break. One, the COVID stuff, people were starting to realize this was all really a big scam. None of this stuff really was really happening. The myocarditis, this isn't some just passing thing, just some random chance of happenings. This stuff is actually real with the COVID. And then they started talking about the numbers and talking about kids and how kids were being impacted negatively. Their whole school systems, whole cities where kids are no longer reading, writing, doing arithmetic on grade level, where their speech is impaired because they are not learning. Children learn by watching people's lips move. Not just liars, but actual kids learn how to speak fluently by watching people's lips move. When you see this, you don't learn as much. It doesn't work as well. It's very unclear what the teachers are saying, if they're covered up with a mask. Kids can't see how enunciation works with the lips. Kids, therefore, do not learn as well. They do not. And I remember Joe was the one always trying to push parents to play the radio, play the 8-track tape or whatever. Play a record for the kids at night so they can actually hear words. Well, wait a second. That all changed. And suddenly it's whatever COVID says, whatever the big money people say, like the Bill Gates of the world, those people are get to do whatever they want. And I thought it was beautiful. We actually had a reporter, I don't know how she got to do this interview, I don't know how, who she blackmailed to get Bill Gates to sit down with her. What she had to get Bill Gates to sit down, but she just clobbered him, laid a wood to him. So, oh my gosh, it's probably, this is the video clip of the week.
So, Mr. Gates, in your own words, what have you contributed to the world?
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I created the world's most popular computer operating system.
No, of course. But as we all know, it wasn't actually you who created it. As a matter of fact, the predecessor of Windows, MS-DOS, was created by Gary Kildall, which you then basically stole from him for a couple of dollars.
It's not just development. There's a whole lot of important factors to running an enormously successful company like Microsoft.
So then let's leave the computer world for a moment. You have been a major spokesperson for COVID vaccines during the pandemic.
Yes.
What exactly makes you a computer engineer who didn't even program his initial product himself, a valid representative of the pharmaceutical industry?
I have read a lot of books about that topic.
Yes, how does that?
Wait a second. And met with specialists from the field all over the world.
Mr. Gates, with all due respect, how?
I love seeing Bill Gates, even though he's a rich guy, whatever. He's out there. The guy's literally out there. His family were, and don't let Bill Gates fool you. Here's the big thing about Bill Gates. He says, oh, I started out of my garage. I was just a poor guy. No, he wasn't. Bill Gates' family was loaded before him. His father was a big-time lobbyist with the government. He did tons of stuff with banking. So his dad was a major, major, major player. He was also a huge advocate. His family was also hugely involved with Planned Parenthood, we're finding out now. His mother pretty much ran one and ran whole organizations for Planned Parenthood.
Many watching Bridie on TV will remember the fiery speech from Dr. Alan Keyes at the annual State Republican Dinner that ended in repeated standing ovations. Dr. Keyes has been an articulate and passionate spokesman for faith, convictions, and consistently strong enough to resist the tug of political convenience. Alan pierces through the ethical haze of our time and calls us to stand up for the truth, knowing that you cannot have the right to do wrong. Get your download of Our Character, Our Future, an audiobook by Dr. Alan Keyes, exclusive to the Brighteon TV audience. Dr. Alan Keyes personally read and recorded our exclusive audiobook version of his timeless essays in Our Character, Our Future for this very special promotion. You can order it by going to www.imtv.us and click on Special Offer. It's available at only $19.95 for a very limited time. You'll not only enjoy a tremendous savings, but you'll get an amazing piece of literature read by Dr. Alan Keyes himself. Get yours today. Go to www.imtv.us and get this Brighteon TV exclusive offer.
Gee, so somebody who wants to promote Margaret Sanger's founding dream of getting rid of the weeds of society, how could they do that in mass? Huh. Well, I think they did with medicine. But, you know, we got to go back to the trusted words of Mr. Science. Dr. Fauci. Give them the jab. Give everybody a jab. If they don't do it, if they don't like it, they're not just against Dr. Fauci. They're against science. Yeah, okay, Dr. Fauci. I think everybody's now realizing just about everything you said was a pile of horse manure, to be kind. You still will not give up on the lab leak theory. Will not give up on it being just some random occurrence and not something that you had actual money involved in doing gain of function research. Go ahead.
The thing that's important is that if you look at the available data, not just surmising or tweeting or guessing, but just look at the data, a fairly large group of very well-respected evolutionary virologists have examined epidemiological, virologic, or geospatial data from Wuhan and have come to the conclusion, not definitively by any means, but feeling that it is much more likely that it is a natural occurrence from an animal to a human. However, since it hasn't been definitively proven, we've got to keep a completely open mind. That being the case, we want to know arguments or information or data on either sides. And that's the reason why, as you mentioned in the top of your discussion a little bit ago, we really need to get all the facts so that we can prevent this from happening again in the future.
So other things we're finding out, besides all the stuff about COVID being false, the masks being false, the different treatments that could be helpful being not being talked about, the being able to put grandma back in the nursing home, that wasn't bad, that was okay. And what they were doing really was killing off the old people. Nobody ever talks about that. Nobody ever talks about how they forced the old people to go back in the nursing homes to the most susceptible people if they already had COVID, forcing them to go back there where they're going to get killed off. They're going to kill off more of people who have pre-existing conditions. Those are the people who really always had it. If you watched our last week's show, we went into it and how if you had pre-existing conditions, yeah, you're more likely to have that a bad reaction to COVID or one of the other strains of COVID. But if you were relatively healthy, it really wasn't an issue. But they lied to us about that as well. We had to mask, double mask, triple mask with a face shield. It was ridiculous. But now we're finding out all the stuff that's happening. Kids' education is going down the toilet. Over 8 million people slipped into poverty during COVID because of COVID. 8 million people slipped. Slipped. That's an interesting way to put it. Huh. Slipped. It reminds me of that old joke. This woman was talking about her 3 ex-husbands. She said, my first husband, he died. And somebody asked, how did he die? So, he died of eating a poisonous mushroom. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. Somebody said, what about your second husband? Oh, you're not going to believe it. He died of eating poisonous mushrooms. What are the chances of that? I mean, you would think the first husband eating a poisonous mushroom, 1 in a million. The second husband eating poisonous mushrooms in a soup or something. Chances one in a million again. I mean, you're talking multi-millions of odds are impossible for it to happen. So what about your third husband? What happened to him? Well, he fell down the stairs. He slipped. Really? He slipped? Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't eat the soup. Mushroom soup anymore. Huh. That's sort of what happens when they say government, or a lot of people, slipped into poverty. Government slipped them. It was the government that slipped those people into poverty. Now, I will first admit, yes, Trump started off 2 weeks to flatten the curve. But then, after the first 2 weeks, I think everybody said, okay, we'll do 2 weeks. That's fine. And I think everybody could have handled and survived 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I really do. But then it was turned over to the states. And the states started making the decision. And 2 weeks turned into 2.5 years. And there are some places that are even starting to go back to mask mandates again. Like it hasn't worked badly enough already. They're actually pushing them still to this day. Some people are still pushing mask mandates, not only in schools, everywhere else. Kids are finally getting back to schools. They're realizing kids aren't the one in problem. Kids aren't the ones at risk. But still, we're having to deal with the realities of this. And I think it's all coming back now on the Democrats. They're finally realizing we can't talk about COVID. We can't talk about all the lies we told to people. People aren't happy with that. People are realizing, hey, a lot of poverty happened out of that. A lot of kids were held back because of that. A lot of growth of our country was held back because of that. So we got to change the story. We got to change something new. Talk about something different. Let's see. What do we got? Let's talk about January 6th. Yeah, January 6th. That's it. We'll talk about January 6th. The insurrection. The violent insurrection. Yeah, we know how violent insurrection that was. Yeah? Yeah, it was actually more of a guided tour. I think we have some video of that as well.
These are the pictures you've seen of January 6th. They're familiar because they've been playing on a loop on every media outlet in America for the last 2 years. There's a reason for that. But it turns out there's quite a bit of video you haven't seen. And that video tells a very different story about what happened on January 6th. More than 40,000 hours of surveillance footage from in and around the Capitol have been withheld from the public. And once you see the video, you'll understand why. Taken as a whole, the video record does not support the claim that January 6th was an insurrection. In fact, it demolishes that claim. And that's exactly why the Democratic Party and its allies in the media prevented you from seeing it. By controlling the images you were allowed to view from January 6th, they controlled how the public understood that day. They could lie about what happened, and you would never know the difference. Those lies had a purpose. They created a pretext for a federal crackdown on opponents of the Uniparty in Washington.
Our office wanted to ensure that there was shock and awe, that we could charge as many people as possible.
The first thing you notice from viewing the full video record of January 6th is just how many people entered the Capitol building that day. Hundreds and hundreds of people, possibly thousands, over the course of about 2 hours. The crowd was enormous. A small percentage of them were hooligans. They committed vandalism. You've seen their pictures again and again. But the overwhelming majority weren't. They were peaceful. They were orderly and meek. These were not insurrectionists. They were sightseers. Footage from inside the Capitol overturns the story you've heard about January 6th. Protesters queue up in neat little lines. They give each other tours outside the speaker's office. They take cheerful selfies and they smile. They're not destroying the Capitol. They obviously revere the Capitol. They're there because they believe the election was stolen from them. They believe in the system. Here's the man you've heard referred to as the QAnon shaman outside the Senate chamber. These are not rioters. These are people who wandered over from a political rally.
We will not let them silence your voices.
After the rally, they walked down Pennsylvania Avenue, where organizers had secured a federal permit to hold a legal rally on the grounds of the Capitol.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Once at the Capitol building, things began to get chaotic.
Yeah, a real violent insurrection we've got there. This mastermind of violence. I think we have some more video of him spouting out how we need to have violence to overthrow our government. Let's roll that video.
The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country. We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
Yeah, these videos are now just coming out because of Congress was taken over by Republicans. They said, hey, let's throw it all out there. Let's everybody see what happened. There's some bad in there. Don't get me wrong. There were some people breaking out windows. I question, were they real? I doubt they were real Trump supporters. I think a lot of those people were, I mean, I was there. I'm not going to say I was in the Capitol. I was at January 6th, and when Trump gave his speech and everybody went over to the Capitol, I saw all the people going over, but a lot of the people you could tell were just, they weren't Trump people. They were anarchists, things like that. They were Antifa people. I literally would say that you're Antifa, you're not Trump. They're like, we must storm the Capitol, break in the Capitol. Everybody's saying, no, don't do it. And I'm like, you guys are Antifa people. We know what you really are. But now it's only coming out that this was a huge lie. But the Moose guy, the QAnon shaman, as he has become known, got 4 years. 4 years in prison for the guided tour he took around the Capitol. 4 years. Now, Dave Chappelle, maybe you guys remember this a couple months back after Dave Chappelle made some controversial statements about transvestites or whatever, things I didn't think were really all that bad. Actually, some would say some of it was actually very positive toward the transvestite community. He had a hater jump up on stage and try and stab him with a knife. Stab him with a knife and kill him. Attacked him physically. Actual did physical harm to him. What did that person get? Did they get 4 years? No. They get 3 years? No. 2 years? No. A year? 6 months? No. No. 6 days? No. They got a $3,000 fine, no jail time. $6,000. $6,000. $6,000 for an actual attempted murder by one of the lefty lunatics, and they get a minor fine and no jail time. Somebody walking through the Capitol gets 4 years and says, we need to be peaceful. No violence, no violence, no violence. Gets 4 years. Well, that's what we have to do. We have to punish people that break up and expose that certain things aren't really lies or that were really lies. Like the whole January 6th insurrection, I think that's pretty obvious now. People are seeing the videos. Have you seen both sides of the videos? There was some bad. I'm not going to say there wasn't, but it wasn't like what they were trying to do it. So they've got to change the story. We went from January 6th to, oh, we can't talk about January 6th anymore. We can't talk about COVID anymore. Train crash. We got to talk about train crash. Everything is fixed except, yeah, not everything is fixed. Let's see. No train crash. Plane crash. Bank crash. We got bank crash. No, that's not working. Wait a second. Ukraine. What about Ukraine? We talk about Ukraine. Well, wait a second. People starting to ask questions about Ukraine as well. What's going on with all the money? Where's all the money going? How is this really beneficial to the United States? Where does this benefit the United States? Now, listen, I'm not against Ukraine. I think what Russia's doing is wrong. But is there a strategic importance to the Ukraine for America? What is that strategic importance? What does Ukraine bring to the table for America? Now, there might be something for American politicians. That seemed pretty evident. But why are we giving them all this money? There are different places. You could say, honestly, Taiwan, you want to make an argument for Taiwan? I think with the microchips, you could definitely make that argument for Taiwan being strategically important. But we're not hearing that one. Of course, China hasn't done anything yet. But right now, we have put ourselves, for Ukraine, a country about that big, maybe a little bit bigger than that, not much. Teeny tiny little country. We've now got Russia against, not only Russia, we've got China against us. We've got India against us. We've got most of the Middle East against us. And we've got places like Europe that really aren't even our friends anymore and aren't even doing anything to help themselves. And they're the ones who really should be doing the most. But instead, we've got Joe Biden helping himself and saying, this is the absolute most important thing we have to do. Folks, you know how many days of vacation Joe has taken while Americans suffered? Tons. 309 days off. Over 40% of his presidency, Joe Biden has been on vacation. Let's go to that video. Oh, Sleepy Joe, off to another vacation like he always is. You know, what are you going to say? The guy's just... His priority, I question if it's the United States. I really do. I don't see as the priority is, hey, what can I do? What's best for America? What's best for America? It's like really America last priority instead of America first priority with Joe. But folks, we like to make fun of politicians. We do it all day. We have fun with them. We poke at the news stories of the day because, you know, but we really, honestly, we don't have enough hate or envy in our heart to be liberal Democrats. We really don't. We do this because we love people. We want them to see that our ideas are better and lift them up, make people who believe what we believe, make them feel stronger, ready to go, enjoy themselves a little bit more. But listen, if you don't feel any happiness at all, if you don't love this show, I mean, come on. Seriously, though, there are things that we can't do anything about. And if you can't find any happiness out there, you're not going to find it in drugs. You're not going to find it in alcohol or food or sports or entertainment or TV shows or politics. If you can't find happiness, there's one person that can make you happy. And it's not any politician. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Pete Buttigieg. It's not Joe Biden. It's not any of them. There's one person, if you listen to him, if you open your heart and really listen, he can change your life and make you a happier person, fill that hole that nothing else will. Do you know who I'm talking about? I hope you do. But show, just to show that we're not sticks in the mud. You know, last night, or a couple nights ago, there was the Oscars. I really don't care too much about it. But to show we're not against pop culture, we're going to close out tonight's show with the number one song on iTunes right now. Yes, the number one song on iTunes right now. Roll them. Go.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. one nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.